My concerns and burdens today emerge from some problems that we have in the church and outside the church concerning the church. Now, in Timothy Ministries, I visit a lot of different churches. I sit in some services. I do some teaching and speaking here and there. And looks like 60% of us, 75% of us today are PSCC people. I think this is this Mrs. Klein?
Uh-huh.
Nancy, so pleased to meet you. And
Shelby.
Shelby. Okay, Tacoma Four Square. All right. So I just want you all to know that I'm not talking about your churches today. Okay, I know your churches are great, perfect, wonderful, but I think you know that the evangelical church in America is in trouble. Now, that's not to negate the fact that a lot of good things are happening. God, the Holy Spirit, is not restrained. He's not chained. The Word of God is not chained.
Yeah.
And so God is doing great things all over the world, in the United States of America, here in Puget Sound, here in Pierce County, and Tacoma. But as I work with Tacoma pastors, they concur with me that most of our churches have an 80-20 problem. That is, that 20% of the congregation do 80% of the work and do 80% of the giving. And 80% of the congregation do only 20% of the work and 20% of the giving. Now that's good news and bad news. The bad news is that 80% of our congregations are doing very little, at least that we've been able to measure, in helping us advance the kingdom of God. That's the bad news. The good news is that that 80% of our congregations represents a sleeping giant. That when awakened, will turn the world right side up. All right? Now, part and parcel of this 80-20 problem is the disenchantment of men. There's a lot of men in our congregations that hate coming to church. And some of them hate it so much that they just don't. And this little book, Why Men Hate Going to Church by David Morrow, is a real eye-opener. But here's the component of this problem that I want to mention today. And that is that there's a lot of men who hate going to church or don't come to church at all, not because they don't love Jesus, but because nothing in the church's programs have captured their hearts and their imaginations. A lot of these 80% of our congregations are longing for something related to the church, serving Jesus Christ, that they can sink their teeth in and really get excited about. But guess what? The programs in their particular church, none of the programs really connect with their gifting. And many times the programs don't connect with their warrior heart. They want to get out there and do something costly, radical, something that they can just put their whole heart and soul into. And as vital as the nursery ministry is, you know, that's just not capturing their imagination. So